to turn around these days without running into another situation where something that's happening in China is changing the way we do business here in the U.S. So here's another one. It has to do with trash and a recent decision by China to crack down on the kinds of supposedly recyclable material being sent there from the United States. The World's Jason Margolis brings us the story from Los Angeles.
Susan Collins wants to correct a fairy tale many of us like to believe about recycling.
The public has been trained to put their stuff in their bin at their curb and for the stuff to just go away. And, of course, there is no such thing as away. Away is always somewhere.
Somewhere, for more than a decade, has most often been China. Collins is the president of the Container Recycling Institute in Los Angeles. She says that China has made a lot of money reprocessing our junk and selling the raw materials. But around a quarter of the bottles, cans, and paper we were sending there were mixed in with too much food or other trash to actually be recycled. So they ended up in landfills. Last year, China decided it had had enough of being the world's trash dump. They enacted a new policy they call the green fence.
And they would reject shipments at ports if they were too contaminated. So from the perspective of the recyclers that were operating in the United States, that meant that they had paid money and put materials on a ship. The materials came back to them, which meant that they didn't receive the revenue from selling the scrap materials.
That meant trouble for many American recycling companies in the short term. But Collins says China's green fence quickly began pushing big changes in the business.
This has sort of raised the bar for everybody and has said to everybody, slow everything down a little bit so that you get everything sorted properly, produce higher quality materials. There are buyers in the United States that will buy that material.
One of those buyers in the U.S. is Carbon Light Recycling near Los Angeles.
We are just entering our facility here, and we're going to go through how we take bales of plastic bottles and transform it into finished good.
Carbon Light CEO Leon Farinick showed me around the company's plastic bottle reprocessing plant in Riverside, California. Bottles come in and get ground down into flakes.
Goes to a complete wash line, like your laundry at home, but much more sophisticated.
They process about 2 billion bottles a year here. Inside a laboratory, samples of the finished product are tested for purity. Farinick holds up a bag of small plastic pellets, which he sells to soda bottlers.
This definitely will make you several bottles.
Farinick's factory has been running under capacity. He's excited about China's green fence. A lot of those bales of plastic that used to get shipped to China are now coming to him. In this case, better standards from China mean better practices and more jobs here in the U.S.
I would say it's always a good thing that you have to think of ways of reusing your own material. Because it's a resource. We shouldn't be giving away our resources to somewhere else when we can use it ourselves.
And Farinick says recycling plastic also means big savings in energy and greenhouse gas pollution.
I use 1/8 of the energy of a virgin material, and I save 60,000 tons just in this factory. That's like, what did we say, 40,000 trips between Los Angeles and New York on an aeroplane.
Of course, players in the global economy are always adjusting in search of the lowest cost option. So this story could yet take a dark turn. With China tightening its controls on imported trash, what's to stop Americans or Europeans from just sending their old bottles and cans to the next country down the line, say in Africa? Again, Susan Collins.
I think that is already happening, but it's not Africa, it's probably India.
As well as Vietnam and Turkey. But Collins says these countries also know what China did erecting its green fence. And she hopes other countries will follow that example and only accept recyclables that can actually be recycled. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.